Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, a great season so far. You come off of a weekend where your team was able to take two out of three at Duluth. Come into this final faceoff. Obviously excited about coming here to Minneapolis. And after a weekend like you had last weekend, how much confidence does that give you coming in playing against Wisconsin?
You know, it gives us all the confidence in the world. I mean, bottom line is we won the series. We advanced to the WCHA final faceoff. It's just an exciting time, and to be able to be here and represent our great university and all the wonderful hockey fans that we have, it's just great. So you can't help but have a smile on your face. Just really, really happy for this group to be able to experience this. And you know what? We got an opportunity to play for a championship. That's what this game's all about. So we're going to go out there and do the best we can, see if we can't get into tomorrow's game.
I know one thing you've preached all season is that hockey is fun. It's not life or death. How much does that take the pressure off from your team?
Well, you know, hopefully, I mean, that's the message. I mean, there's enough outside pressure and whether it be expectations or this, that, and the other thing. The bottom line is, this is it's just a great opportunity. Hockey is such a fun game. You're always going to be at your best when you're playing with passion and enjoying your heart. And that's the way I said, just go and do that. Let's just go for it. Not worry about any of the outside stuff. Let's look on the front. Let's do this from the inside out and believe in each other, go out there and have some fun, and good things will happen.
We've talked about the depth of the scoring of this team this season. What do you attribute that to?
Just good players. That's probably first and foremost. A real deep team, and they I know we've played a lot of the lines pretty much the same most of the year, but it certainly they're interchangeable. I could throw different groups out there, and I know they would go out there and be effective. So they're good hockey players. They're unselfish. They trust each other, and that's obviously what makes up a good hockey team.
Taking a look back on your last series against the Badgers, two overtime games. It was the first time any WCHA team had taken the Badgers to a shootout. Obviously, this game won't end in a shootout, but what do you look back on that series and take any notes coming into this weekend?
Certainly you watch that film again, and they're certainly a different team. Shaver's not playing today. They've had some other girls in and out of the lineup. But this is playoff hockey, and you just look at their track record. They've won this tournament, four times in a row, something like that. So this is a team that's used to winning, and they expect to win. And so obviously the series we had, gives our group the confidence that we can score goals, and we scored six times. And I think up to that series, she hadn't given up more than a goal, maybe once all year long. So, but again, it's, playoff hockey is always going to be a little different. Just the intensity, the teams definitely seem to get a little tighter in terms of how they play. And Wisconsin's always been a team that's been really, really structured, solid structure in terms of their team defense. So we know we have our work cut out for us, but, is going to make it that much more fun when we get the job done, Kelly.
Well, I know your team is not afraid of anyone. I mean, you look back on that series against Ohio State, lost that first game, but ended up beating the number six ranked Buckeyes. Then last weekend in Duluth, not really the underdogs, but playing on the road in the playoffs is never easy. Do you kind of look at this game and think, well, maybe we're a little bit of the underdog?
Oh, absolutely. Not a little bit. There isn't anybody outside this group here that thinks we can win this game. So that's fine. Wisconsin is due all the accolades. They've earned them. They've only lost three games all year, just two in our league. So, but you know what? When that puck drops, none of that matters. None of that stuff matters. All the accolades, the first team players they have, the national team players they have. We're not playing the game on this piece of paper. We're playing it out there on the old 200x85, and our group's going to go out there and we're going to give them a good game.
Kerrigan Dowie's played great the last three weekends, actually. She's played great since the moment she stepped on the ice. Her first game was actually in relief at Wisconsin. She had shutout hockey in the last 12 minutes, 49 seconds of your second game there. Just looking back from that point that you played her in that game till now, how much has she grown as a hockey player?
Just tremendously. And credit Jay Kramer, our goalie coach, and obviously she and Lauren and Aaron are really, really good friends and work real hard together on the ice. And she's made herself a real good goalie at this level. I think she's learned, you know, what it takes is that, you know, every that Monday through Thursday is really, really important. But obviously very, very talented, and she's playing with a lot of confidence. You know, again, doesn't have a full season under her belt, but, you know, the games she's played in certainly give her the confidence knowing that she can go out and do it, and I know her teammates believe in her.
Coach, how important is it going into a game like this with a hot goaltender?
Well, it certainly helps, no question. I mean, again, you look at their goalie and the number she's put up. Again, it could be one of those games where get that first one, and who knows. But certainly, just the way she's playing, like I said just a bit ago, it just gives her teammates a lot of confidence.
I know you talked about not looking too far ahead. Obviously, this team has bigger goals than just winning here today, don't they?
Sure, but it's all about today. I mean, that's the bottom line. You can't look past today. You can't even think about tomorrow. But at the same time, I said, like I told them on the bus, don't worry about the outcome. Just go out there and play with that passion that you have for this game and the love and the joy. And you know what? Good things can happen.
What is going to be a key to getting a win here today?
An early lead would be huge. Scoring first it's certainly been good for us. But, you know, the bottom line is we want to play 60 minutes. Some of the things we've talked about a lot lately are puck management, which is really, really important against a team like Wisconsin. Being really good in our zone, having good stick on puck, you know, closing quickly. Because they're a team, if they gain possession in the offensive zone, they can work you because they're big and strong. And it can be a real challenge. So it's going to be imperative that we close as quickly as we can, get pucks off their stick, and then get transition as quick as we can. And then make them play defense. You know, let's spend some time in their zone. Let's get as many pucks of people as we can. But the bottom line, Kelly, just go out there and have fun.
Sounds like a great plan. Coach, good luck. Talk to you in the postgame.
Sounds good. Thank you.